Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Faith Abube. Israeli attacks on Hamas targets in Gaza over the weekend near hospitals. Healthcare in Gaza on the verge of collapse. ABC's Tom Sufi Burge in Tel Aviv.
The U.S. now growing increasingly concerned about the toll on civilians.
We do not want to see a firefight in a hospital where innocent people, helpless people, people seeking medical care are caught in the crossfire.
Israel keeping those humanitarian corridors in Gaza City open. Scores of thousands fleeing southward.
86-year-old Judge Marianne Trump Berry, former President Trump's eldest sister, has died of apparent natural causes found in her New York City apartment overnight. Meantime, her nephew, Donald Trump Jr., back on the witness stand today at his family's New York fraud trial as the defense begins presenting its case. In Los Angeles, the I-10 freeway shut down for the morning commute after a massive fire under an elevated portion of the roadway over the weekend. Crews assessing the damage. President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris today welcomed the Stanley Cup champions, the Las Vegas Golden Knights, to the White House. This is ABC News. A campus vigil was planned for tonight to remember the four University of Idaho students killed in an off-campus house 1 year ago today.
The University of Idaho is holding a vigil in Kaylee, Maddie, Zana, and Ethan's honor. And they also ask members of the Vandal community to leave their porch lights on tonight. Now, the man who stands accused, Brian Koberger, has pleaded not guilty, and they have no trial date at this time. DNA evidence remains the linchpin for prosecutors who are expected to hand over additional DNA materials to the court by December 1st, as the judge decides if Koberger's defense will be granted all the discovery they've been asking for.
ABC's Kena Whitworth. Authorities in Iceland have declared a state of emergency and ordered thousands of people to evacuate amid fears of a potential volcanic eruption. An eruption there in 2010 caused flight disruptions across the Atlantic. Civil aviation is bouncing back after the pandemic. Emirates Airlines opened this year's Dubai Air Show with a whopping $52 billion purchase of Boeing aircraft. Faith Abube, ABC News.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac home standby generator.
You can contact Chris at 715-302-5144 or visit him at ChristopherElectricLLC.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. 96 people in Wisconsin died from domestic violence last year. That's the highest number in 22 years. Those numbers are from the group End Domestic Abuse Wisconsin. Some social workers tell the State Journal they're worried the situation will get worse with looming cuts to federal victim resource funding. There might be trouble ahead for efforts to keep the Brewers in Milwaukee. The state Senate votes tomorrow on an amended bill to pay for maintenance at American Family Field. But as of this morning, not enough senators support it to pass it. Democratic Minority Leader Melissa Agard.
We believe that we can improve upon the bill, and we're going to continue doing everything that we can to make sure that the state of Wisconsin is getting the best deal possible.
Agard on Upfront on WISN-TV. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Come on along and join our party.
There's a party on your radio every Saturday morning between 7 and 9 a.m. on It's Polka Time with me, Craig Ebel. You'll hear the latest in polka releases, as well as your old favorites, too. So tune in every Saturday morning at 7 a.m. to It's Polka Time, right here on 98Q Country.
Ma and Pa and Grandpa, too.
It's Polka Time with Craig Ebel on WCQM is proudly sponsored by Jack's Corner Bar.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Timothy Tim Lee Salisbury, age 70 of Phillips, passed away on Friday, October 6th of complications from a stroke that he had in April of 2018. He is survived by his wife, Lynn, by his three sons, Todd of Hillsboro, Wisconsin, by Travis of Oshkosh, and by Troy of Wanakee. Survived also by eight grandchildren, along with his siblings, John of Idaho Falls, Idaho, Jeff of Abbotsford, by Mary Jo Palmore of Tucson, Arizona, and by Carol Roman of Porta Pensco, Sonora, Mexico. Survived also by several sisters-in-laws, nieces, and nephews. A celebration of life for Tim will be held next summer, 2024. Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Home is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Timothy Tim Lee Salisbury, age 70, of Phillips. Jean Calvert, 93, of Park Falls, passed away on Friday, October 27th at Park Manor Nursing Home in Park Falls. She is survived by her daughter, Deborah Debbie Christie, by two grandchildren, by four great-grandchildren, and by numerous nieces and nephews. A private burial will take place at the Winnemac Cemetery in Winnemac, Indiana. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Jean Calvert, 93, Park Falls. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. For the best in community senior assisted living, consider Lakeside Villa in Phillips, now under new ownership. This is a family-owned 20-bed assisted living and memory care facility. Residents receive the highest standard of care. Home-cooked meals, participate in fun activities, gardening, in-house beauty shop, and a 24-hour staff to assist in residents' needs. Rooms are available now for immediate move-in. Call Megan at 715-209-2051 to set up a time to tour the facility. Lakeside Villa and Memory Care Assisted Living Facility, located on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
Menards 11% sale ends Thanksgiving Day. Max has more than 1,000 shower doors, bathtubs, and showers to add style and luxury to your home. Saving money on beautiful Max bathroom solutions that will transform the look of any home. It's your last chance to get 11% off your bathroom update at Menards. Stores closed Thanksgiving, but 11% off remains in effect on Menards.com. Savings are mail-in rebates. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
It's that time of year again, Wisconsin. Hunting season is back. Before you head out, remember that safety is always the number one target for a successful hunt. So when you're out in the woods this season, practice these simple tips. Treat every firearm like it's loaded. Always point your muzzle in a safe direction. Be certain of your target and don't touch the trigger until you're ready to shoot. For more safety tips, visit dnr.wisconsin.gov. Brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources.
Parents, are you tired of helping put your kids' shoes on? They're squirming, watching cartoons, anything but helping. Luckily, it's Skechers to the rescue. Introducing new hands-free Skechers slip-ins. Footwear you can just get your kids to step into and their shoes are on. You don't need to bend over. You don't need to sit on the floor and try to wrangle them on. And they're available in all types of Skechers styles with and without laces, and most are machine washable. Find Skechers slip-ins for kids or mom and dad at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish shoes are sold.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Sunny skies this afternoon with highs around 49. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy skies expected tonight, lows around 28. Highs level off around 55 tomorrow. Cloudy skies expected. Mainly sunny skies, calm and dry. Wednesday, clouds on the increase by Thursday. Low 50s, Wednesday, mid-50s by Thursday. Another look at the short range. High of 49 this afternoon. Lows level off around 28 tonight. We should top off around 55 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley. And that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 48.
Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their minds in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutters.com for a quote.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Hi, this is Jeff Lynn, and two-time Country Artist of the Year Award winner with Wisconsin Area Music Industry. The Whammies have been around for over 40 years, and they've been helping musicians and helping people for a long time. As a nonprofit, they feel responsibility to give back to their community. Find out more from WAMI.org. Everywhere we go, I want
to stay. With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra. It was a record-setting day in the NFL yesterday. Five games decided by last-second field goals. Cardinals snapped a six-game skid by beating the Falcons 25-23. It was the Texans 30-27 over the Bengals. Browns beat the Ravens at the last second 33-31. It was the Lions 41-38 over the Chargers. And the Seahawks held off the Commanders 29-26. Elsewhere, the Colts beat the Patriots in Frankfurt, Germany in the early game on Sunday. Rest of the schedule had the 49ers beating the Jaguars, Steelers down the Packers, Vikings over the Saints, Titans fall to the Buccaneers, Cowboys rout the Giants, and the Raiders beat the Jets Sunday night. In the NHL, short schedule, it was the Panthers over the Blackhawks, Stars beat the Wild, Canucks beat the Canadiens, the Rangers beat the Blue Jackets in a shootout, and it was the Ducks beating the Sharks. This is SRN Sports. In the NBA, Knicks score a season high in their 129-107 win over the Hornets. Mavericks beat the Pelicans 136-124. Kyrie Irving, 7 of 10 from downtown. Nets recover after blowing a 17-point lead to beat the Wizards 102-94. Grizzlies down the Clippers 105-101. Sixers get their 8th straight win, 137-126 over the Pacers. Tyrese Maxey with a career-high 50 points. Bulls beat the Pistons 119-108. Rockets 107-104 over the Nuggets. Grizzlies beat the Clippers 105-101. Heat beat the Spurs 118-113, their 5th straight win. Thunder down the Suns 111-99. And when the Lakers beat the Trailblazers 116-110. Georgia remains atop the college football poll this week, followed by Michigan, Ohio State, Florida State, and Washington. Oregon comes in at number 6, followed by Texas and Alabama. This is SRN Sports.
The Packers lose on the last play of the game. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers lost to the Steelers 23-19 in Pittsburgh. The game was back and forth and came down to the final 3 seconds. Green Bay on the Pittsburgh 16, and instead of a touchdown, the ball intercepted by the Steelers. Jordan Love.
Last play of the game. Trying to take a shot to the end zone. Dialed up a play that we, you know, work all the time in practice. Pretty much just trying to get a shot right there in the front end line to Christian. The DB was able to jump in front of the route and make a pick.
The Packers now 3-6. They host the Chargers on Sunday. NBA, the Bucks are back at home tonight. They host the Chicago Bulls. Milwaukee losing to the Magic in Orlando 112-97. That snapped a 14-game winning streak the Bucks had over the Magic. Milwaukee now 5-4 for the year. College football, offense, defense, special teams, nothing seems to be working for the Wisconsin Badgers after losing at home 24-10 to Northwestern. Luke Fickell.
There's not a single complimentary thing right now that we're doing. I don't think we've done in the last couple weeks.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here we go. Hey, what's up, you guys? This is Darius Rucker.
Q Country.
Brand new country.
Drink a watermelon moonshine. Cut the burn with a little light.
Say what you do, girl. You know damn near everything I love.
This is so freaking good. I love it.
98 Q Country.
Picket fenced in, her heart's like a feather in a Tulsa wind. Seaside breeze will bring her to life, and all them other boys say she's a goodbye girl. She'll wreck your world and leave before the morning sun. But here she is free, lying next to me. Cause I ain't trying to tame her love. I keep the windows down. Looking for
98 Q Country. Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Just And Lynch, Stars Like Confetti. National Toy Hall of Fame announced their inductees this year. This one puzzles me. Baseball cards? Is that a toy? Don't think so. Cabbage Patch Kids, the Fisher-Price Corn Popper, and Nerf. That Fisher-Price Corn Popper, that's that little thing that kids like to push around or pull around, and it pops these little balls up. Man, that will keep a kid involved. Doesn't it, huh? I loved when we got that for my boys. Yep, the corn popper. That deserves to be in the Toy Hall of Fame, don't you think?
This year, Staples will not be celebrating the holidays. Instead, we're celebrating the holideals with amazing savings for the holiday season. Save 50% on custom holiday cards, save 50% on custom invitations, and save 50% on custom photo gifts like mugs and calendars. During Staples holideals, it's not about the ho-ho-ho, it's about saving do-do-do. Save 50% on custom cards, invitations, and photo gifts today at Staples. Ends 12/16. Visit staples.com/print for more details.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now, but I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code HOT for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code HOT for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code HOT.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Sunny skies this afternoon with highs around 49. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy skies expected tonight, lows around 28. Highs level off around 55 tomorrow. Cloudy skies expected. Mainly sunny skies, calm and dry. Wednesday, clouds on the increase by Thursday. Low 50s, Wednesday, mid-50s by Thursday. Another look at the short range. High of 49 this afternoon. Lows level off around 28 tonight. Wish a top off around 55 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 48.
Brand new country. I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack. We don't even fight anymore.
Love listening to the station.
98 Q Country.
Yeah, girl, been digging on you, sipping on drink number two, and trying to come up with something smooth, and waiting on the right time to make my move. But I just can't wait no more, can't let you slip out that door. Prettiest thing I ever seen before, got me spinning around, I ain't even on the dance floor. You're singing that money maker like a heartbreaker, like your college major was twisting and tearing.
Classics. Your country. 98 Q Country.
Is this where it mends or it breaks between a rock?
Listen online at 98QCountry.com.
Truck. I'm John St. John with you. Today is the 13th of November, 2023. It's a Monday, 13th. Kind of a slow day. Today is Sandwich Day. It's World Kindness Day. That's what we need in the world. And it's World Orphans Day. Those are the three things listed on my calendar for today. You can celebrate whatever you want. Just make it a good day for yourself.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Station that matters.
98Q Country.
Strawberry shimmer on hot lips, silver buckle hanging off her hips. I sparkle when she smiles. Shine down on the radio.
shift that'll get me gone. Hold on.
Online at 98qcountry.com.
Why do you keep on staring in that mirror, mirror? It ain't fair at all. Dress sizes can't define. Don't let the world decide what's beautiful. No. We'll be right back.
we danced was to Marina Del Rey, and I fell right there and then. I didn't want that song to end. Baby blue was the color of her eyes. I can still see them in my mind. Probably will for the rest of my life. Damn straight.
on the dance floor.
Heartache on the dance floor.
Yeah, you're moving through my mind.
Moving through my mind.
Oh, I got to know your name. I got to see you again. And if you're listening, listening, listening.
Stuck in a bottle that never got the chance to touch the sea. Just forgot on the shelf, no wind in the sails, going nowhere with no one but me. I was one in 100 billion, a burnout star in a galaxy. Just lost in the sky, wondering why everyone else shines out. Got the chance to touch the sea.